It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Yes, honey, it is that time for Fit and Fabulous with so many amazing people that have walked into my life that I want to share with you. So this is what it's all about. And first, I want to say hello to my lovely ladies from Girl Talk Channel 57 in the house. Say hello to President and CEO of the Latino Chamber of Commerce. Hello, Miss Jessica Cavazos. How are you, love?
Good morning. I am. You know what? I'm so happy Rich is here because I really do need him today. But I am doing well. It's Friday and you know, the weekend's about to start.
Let me tell you, you're working all weekend. I'm going to assume.
You know what? Yes. You know, work sometimes, I always treat my Mondays like my Fridays, but work this week has really kicked my butt. So it's a good topic.
Well,
good
I love topic. You. Yes, we're very excited. Also, say hello to Karina Craig, actress, author, mother. Everybody, by the way, we were out last night for an awards night, there's a wonderful picture of you that is out there, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, look how adorable her baby bump is.
That it's a big one.
Gorgeous.
I think it was attacking people because it was so popped
cute.
Out.
It's adorable.
I'm here.
4 weeks. We got 4 weeks till baby girl comes.
Wow. So. We're excited.
I'm excited to be here. It's a Friday.
Yay. Well,
love Fridays.
I talk about this man along with Shady each and every week. He's become a dear friend of ours, Dr. Rich of New Health Chiropractic. Hello, my man. How are you?
Good morning, Krista. I'm doing great. Other than the fact that you pimped me out this morning already.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
We love you. I was there yesterday with Shady, which is always so funny. We don't plan like to make our appointments at the same time. It just happens. So then I get to hear him moaning, and then he hears me moaning. Moaning's good when it comes to being adjusted.
Absolutely. You know, any reaction I can get is good. Moaning's always good.
It's always a good thing. Makes your body feel good. So yes, today it is all about feeling good from the inside out. Dr. Rich, we are talking about detox for the holidays. We hear a lot about detox, but really, what is that?
Well, you know, detox is a lot different than a cleanse, which is a lot of what people hear. Detox is a kickstart for the liver. So we want to take the toxins that are actually stored in your body and give your liver the chance to do the things that it's meant to do, which is there's about 600 functions, but one of the things it does is take all the crap out of our system and lets us get rid of it through either all the ways that we know we get rid of it. We sweat it out, we pee it out, et cetera. So,
sure.
So a detox then is actually giving the liver the keys to be able to do that and giving it the nutrients and stuff and then altering our diet a little bit so that we're eating clean because I don't know about everybody else, but I eat a lot of crap. And, you know,
You should see him. I mean, I've seen him with his top off because, I know he's got some really nice abs, which you do. So I wouldn't assume that you're like chiseled.
Well, you know, I try, but it's just good genetics in my case because I don't do anything. So
he was playing volleyball. You did like 2 rounds of volleyball last night?
Yeah, I played indoor and outdoor. You know, you got to play outdoor for an hour and then go play indoor for an hour.
Honey, there you go. And I like that you're admitting that like you don't always eat the best. So then people are probably thinking, why detox? Because of that? Because you don't want to eat well all the time?
Yeah, I mean, well, not only do we mess up our diets, right? You know, occasionally, you know, I like a bowl of ice cream or stop at McDonald's or whatever that we do.
I'm with you on that.
And so we're not perfect and you don't have to be perfect. And that's what our liver's for, is to take those toxins out of our system. But there's also other toxins that we run into. And those are, you know, our environment. You know, we're surrounded by automobiles and you're standing on the street and you're inhaling car exhaust, right? Mm-hmm. So those things all have to be detoxed by our liver also. Once they're taken into your system, our liver has to break those down and make them non-toxic and then get them out of our system. So the reason we need to detoxify is because of those environmental toxins, that our lifestyle choices, even, you know, perfumes and colognes and stuff that we put on our skin can have toxins in it that our body needs to get rid of. And then the last one of those is the internal toxins that we generate. And so when those things are broken down in our body, we form free radicals. And so we can get fungal infections or even things in our gut that just, when they break down and when they're metabolized, become more toxic. So you've heard of free radicals.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Those
yeah.
things are the things we have to get out of our system and oxidize them so that they're not free radicals. Vitamin C, antioxidant. So we need to oxidize those things so that they're not dangerous to our body anymore.
That sounds pretty intense, wow. Right? I mean, every day I feel like I'm putting something in my system, whether it's, you know, I mean, inhaling it or eating it or, you know, even the lotions that, you know, with all those like sparkles, I'm like,
I like the sparkles too.
Right? It's like good, you know. But when do you know, like, when should I get a detox? When do you know that it's time to get a detox?
I think the best indicator of those things is the way we feel inside, and a lot of times it shows up in our skin. So I, you know, start to break out in more acne, or I have a little bit of brain fog, or I'm just not thinking clearly. So those are some of the indicators that maybe I need to detox. I recommend once or twice a year that we actually give the liver those nutrients in order to kickstart it, to get some of those toxins out. If you have headaches or migraines that start showing up more and more often, or just feelings of fatigue and sluggishness,
yes,
can be really big indicators that, you know, our liver is just not functioning the way it's supposed to in order to get those things out of our system.
I just want to let you know we are on Facebook Live, so if you would like to ask Dr. Rich a question, of course, about this big topic, we'd love to hear from you, or give us a call at 321-0931.
So obviously I can't detox. I'm pregnant, and you mentioned that earlier, that pregnant people can't really cleanse or detox. But when I do want to do this, because I'm thinking, you know, when I want to get back to, you know, my better self, do I need to see a doctor for this?
You know, I recommend using some sort of professional, because we're going to change your diet. And also with detoxing, you do want to have a day or two where we're actually fasting. And if you're not going to eat any food, then you need to see either a registered dietitian or someone who has had some training and does know more about diet. Of course, if you have any sort of medical issues, diabetes, or anything along those lines, we have to even be more careful. So yes, you would absolutely have to see a doctor in order to do one. But there are other means to do it. I don't recommend doing a detox ever on your own. You've heard of people getting, flu-like symptoms, and they get really bad headaches, and they feel like crap for 3 days. That's because their body they've released all those toxins where they're stored in the fat or in your organs, and they release them all into your bloodstream, and then you feel like absolute garbage and that is not a good thing, not a good place to be. That's not a detox. That's, we've made our blood toxic now and it's floating around in our system. You got to get that stuff out. And that's why we have to support the liver first. And then we take all those toxins out of your system and let the liver process them. You should have maybe a day where you don't feel quite right and a little fatigued, but you should never have headaches or feel like flu-like symptoms or anything from a detox.
Yeah. That's why I like when I see you, Dr. Rich, too, because I'll tell him that I'll go work out and, you know, sometimes I feel fatigue, and he's like, Chrissy, you're not getting the nutrition that you really need to be putting into your system. So I love that, you know, that you're so knowledgeable about that in general, just taking care of what we need. We do have a Facebook live question from Tina. What is a good detox?
A good detox is, we're going to alter your diet. So we're going to go back to clean eating, right? So we want to eat as close to organic and close to the source and to the ground as we can. We're going to eliminate any processed foods, anything that you aren't preparing yourself, you don't want to be eating. Then we're going to go through a couple days where we actually fast, and then we need to give your body some nutrients. Those nutrients support phase one and phase two detox in your liver. That's a little bit more in depth than we can probably go on air, but basically we're going to take the stuff out of your fat cells and the organs that it's stored in. We're going to oxidize it, which is phase one. People have probably heard of cytochrome P450, which, you know, works with all the over-counter medications and your detoxing, your ibuprofen and your acetaminophen. Then we're going to support phase two. And phase two is where we conjugate that stuff and make it water soluble so that it can be taken out of our system. So the detox then would be, you can do them in 7-14 days, but we're going to fast a little bit. Then we're going to give the liver the support and nutrients that it needs. And then after that, then we'll will take you back onto your regular diet, hopefully a little bit cleaner and healthier than what you were eating before.
Love that, yeah.
But yeah, we want to get back to then eating your everyday foods. And then, you know, we cheat a little bit and 6 months later, we'll do it all over again.
Looking fabulous again. That's right. Feeling fabulous, looking fabulous. So, Rich, we are running out of time, but I wanted to let you know that we will continue this on our Facebook Live and our podcast. And so we will be talking about how or can detox help us lose weight. So make sure you keep watching on Facebook Live because we will continue this conversation. But when it comes to getting a hold of you, how can we do that?
There's a number of ways you can get a hold of us on Facebook. We are at New Health Chiropractic. There's actually an event link set up. I am having a free information seminar next Tuesday at 7 p.m. in my office at 2690 Research Park Drive. If you could call Ellie at 608-273-2222, she can get you registered for it. I'd like to know that you're coming just so I have enough chairs set up. You can also get us on Twitter and Instagram. At New Health Mad WI or on LinkedIn, I'm under New Health Chiropractic.
So good. So good. So there you have it. Dr. Rich, my boy, as well as Shady's and so many other fabulous people here in Madtown. They go to see you to make us feel good with New Health Chiropractic. Once again, located at 2690 Research Park Drive in Fitchburg. Detoxing. That's what it's all about. We will continue this topic once again on Facebook Live. So we are talking about weight loss and so much more. Girls, I love you as always. Jessica and Karina, you are the best from Girl Talk. Make sure you check us out each and every week on Channel 57. It's Fit and Fabulous. Rich, we love you.
Thank you so much, Woo! Chris. I love you too.
All right. It's right here with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. All right. So we're going to continue now with talking about that very, very question. Rich, can we lose weight with detox?
Well, you know, we always go through with weight loss, everybody's hit a stall, right? You know, or even... And this can go to as far as musculoskeletal injuries. You know, I've had people that come in and they're like, this injury that I have just won't seem to get better. And a lot of times those are the reason we're not able to go any further is because we've stored those toxins. And when we lose weight, the toxins that we took out of the fat cells, if your liver can't process them, it concentrates them and packs them back in the fat cells that you still have in your body. So when you see people and they start to lose weight and they've lost, you know, 10, 15 pounds, and all of a sudden they just hit this plateau, they're like, I can't lose any more weight. And it won't come off. They can eat less food. They can eat more food. They can exercise more. And their body's just like, nope, ain't doing it. So what we have to do a lot of times is because their fat cells are basically so toxic that our body's like, I ain't touching those things. That's that brown fat that we don't like to get rid of, right? So we have to take those and rip those toxins out of those fat cells so that our body's like, ooh, this is good, clean energy that I can use again. And so a lot of times it will kickstart or get you going again after you hit that plateau. So yes, can a detox help you lose weight? No. It really doesn't do any weight loss. It just cleans up your system so that our body can process all that that great energy that we have within us.
Can I just say that the way you describe it is so descriptive and like visual. I'm like, who would not want to do this? Brown fat, clean, feeling it. I'm just like, yes, come in.
Let's do that.
Let's get the baby out of you first.
Yeah, we'll work on that one first.
Seriously. There ain't no baby here.
Looking good, honey. I'm done with that. Well, it's just so interesting how, like, detoxing in general is just, like, super good. Even with, like, face, we learn about skin. You know, on Girl Talk, we go to Aesthetic Artistry Med Spa. We go to Radiance. We learn about the radicals. Yeah. And you just never think about this stuff. You know, putting lotion in your skin. I would never think, Rich, that this could be something bad. Like, this could react my body in a negative way.
Yeah. You know, the skin's the biggest organ in the body. And I always, you know, caution people, you know, go get the, if you're going to spend money on stuff, number one, your shoes, because you're walking in your feet all day. And
love it.
Krista, your shoes always look fabulous. But
come on.
And they cause some back problems, which keeps me in business. So I call them practice builders. But
it's true. It's funny.
I love them. And then the other thing would be anything that we're putting in our body or on our skin. So look at the ingredients. Make sure that we're going back to organic or looking at what is in those products. And if you have a name on a product that you cannot pronounce, then you really need to look into, you know, the methylparabens and all of those wax compounds are actually have been proven to be carcinogens. Mm. And so when you're putting those on your skin in large amounts, and I've had this happen to me. Huh. I bought what I thought was a good moisturizer. It was a, you know, one of those shower oil things, you know, where you slap it on your skin. It was almond oil and everything else. And I was like, oh, this will be great. I'll put it on when I'm showering because I get really dry skin in the winter and I shower about 10 times a day, it seems. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I started like putting this stuff on and then I turned the bottle over and I looked and I thought it was just an almond oil and it actually had methylparabens in it and all these things that I couldn't pronounce as all of the ingredients. And I was like, I'm basically just covering my body when my pores are all open and I'm absorbing all this stuff. And I'm covering my skin in this.
Ugh,
and all of that, then, when it goes into our system, has to be processed by the liver to get rid of it.
Oh, wow.
And things like alcohol, marijuana, and all of the over-the-counter medications actually slow down that detoxification in our liver. That's why people get headaches in the morning, not only because they're dehydrated, but because their liver's not able to get rid of all those toxins because it's slowed down because guess what it processes first?
Mm.
That alcohol. Everything else goes secondary to that because our liver wants to get rid of it first. So those are the reasons that we really have to watch what we're putting on our body as well as into. And then secondarily to that is when we exhibit signs on our skin, like I've had people that come in and they've got a little bit of eczema or they break out, like I was talking to me with the acne, you know, it's like, it's not just caused by sugar, but when our body, when our GI tract isn't functioning properly, our body will start trying to push those toxins out through our skin. So things like eczema and some of the acne and like dry, itchy or a rash on your skin is indicative that we have some sort of digestive issue going on, that we're not getting all of our food broken down properly, and then we're not able to excrete the toxins that come out of that properly. So it's coming out through our skin and our pores.
You know, it's funny. I don't know, because, you know, you both are moms as well. I try to, at least with Gia, I try to get like the paraffin free, like with the shampoo and stuff. Yeah. I don't even know if that really makes a difference. But I mean, to be more, you know, aware of the products that we buy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, there's great products out there and it is tough. I mean, I look at stuff sometimes and I'm like, oh, man, how would you ever make a decision? But yeah, the closer you can get to not having all that extra stuff in there, and that goes for sunscreens in the summer. I'm always warning parents, you have to go with, you know, there's some great ones out there. Dr. Mercola puts some natural ones out there, but going with the natural sunscreens, putting a shirt on your kid instead of covering their body with some sort of sunscreen that is full of basically crap that, you know, if you looked at it, you'd be like, I'm not going to give my kid that.
Right.
And then we put it all over their skin, which then they absorb it. And so it's like, oh, let's give them a chance. So getting back to natural with that stuff too.
Yeah.
They have clothes that are UV protective now.
Absolutely.
I think probably for that reason, because people are being more aware of the fact that we can't be slathering this on our children.
And the sun is good for us. You know, the way we get vitamin D in our system is because we're able to convert it due to the fact that we're out in the sun.
Yeah.
That's why winters here just suck, because it's gray outside. You go out and you're like, you're feeling blue. Well, that's why they call vitamin D the sunshine vitamin. So we need that in order. It's actually not even a vitamin. It's a pro-hormone. So it helps us make other hormones. So serotonin and melatonin and all those things that help us feel good and sit and go to sleep and stay awake are all because of vitamin D. So getting that vitamin D from the sun is great. And I, you know, it's my opinion that the rate of skin cancer is accelerated, not due to the fact that people are out in the sun and we've lost the ozone layer or anything crazy like that. it's the crap we put on our skin and then we go out and we try to get in the sun anyways, instead of being sensitive to the fact that my body has its own protective mechanism, which it forms melanin. I get nice and dark in the summertime. I enjoy being tan. And so as long as you're not burning over and over, which burning is a sign that you spent too long in the sun. So cover up. And so doing those things instead of putting stuff on our skin and trying to block or artificially change what's supposed to happen is, I believe, what causes a lot of these illnesses and some of the problems that we have nowadays.
Well, I think that's very important. Again, you know, I lost my dad from melanoma, so it's in my family, and I've many times I've had to have things removed because of a threat of that. So,
and there's never a reason not to go see a dermatologist, you know, once a year to have all of those, you know, have them look at all of your whole body. And then have them watch those moles. Krista, you're more fair skinned than I am. And if there's a history in your family, absolutely. But I would recommend covering up or maybe not getting in the sun as much versus putting on a sunscreen and trying to get out and run your freckles together.
Honey, this is self-tanner right here. What are you talking about? This is the Walgreens brand.
I don't even know about that stuff. So.
It's probably not the best thing I'm putting on my body.
But you look fabulous. But you look fabulous. That's all that matters. You look fabulous.
Well, again, super great. You know, things that we talked about. Great topic. And again, you have a great seminar that's coming up about detox. Which again, Facebook listeners, if you're watching, you know, plug it again for us, everyone.
Yeah, we're doing a detox seminar on Tuesday, October 9th at 7 p.m. And that's in the office. But we would appreciate an RSVP either via the event page on our Facebook at New Health Chiropractic, or if you could give Ellie a call at 608-273-2222 just to let her know that you're going to be there so that we can make sure we have enough chairs set up or enough room on the floor for everybody to sit around and hear great news about how to detox safely and effectively.
Love it. And also, make sure you follow this beautiful young lady right here, Karina Crade. She is an author. You have an amazing book that's out right now. How can people get a hold of you?
You can find me on Instagram, and you can also just message me on Facebook as well. So that's Karina_Crade, C-R-A-D-E. And it's Mogamind, too, if you want to look up the book.
So good. Yeah. Learning how to relax.
It's like yoga for the mind.
Ooh, it's good, honey. It is good.
And that's an awesome name.
It is, right? She's very creative. And then Jessica, as you know, doing what you do for the Latino, you know, Chamber of Commerce. If people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
You can go on Facebook at Latino Chamber at Facebook/Latino Chamber of Madison. And I just want to mention we have a great event this weekend, Saturday.
Yeah,
at Overture
I'll be
Center,
there.
And I'll be there. I'm going to come.
There, hopefully, Krista. Maybe. And it's this Saturday, 5 to 9, and it's early. And we have food, art, fun. Just join us.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. All right, you guys. Love you. Thanks, everyone, for hanging out
Bye.
With us.
Thanks, Krista.
Love you, Rich. Love you, Jessica. Love you, Karina. It's been fabulous. Till next time, we're out. Bye.